Welcome, sir.
Newly appointed Transport and Mining Minister Mike Henry is no stranger to the portfolio, having previously served as Jamaica's Minister of Transport and Works from 2007 to 2011. Today we hear from Minister Henry about his vision for the development of the transport sector. Minister Henry has reiterated that his priority is to connect railway, sea and air in an integrated system that will allow for the easy transfer of goods, services and people.
You need to deliver goods and services as early as possible to be able to be on top of the niche markets that exist and be able to grow your economy. Air drones are what grow economies throughout the world. I intend to try to connect the Far East across Africa with Jamaica. I intend to seek to make Jamaica the hub for the world, not just for the Caribbean.
To do this, the Vernon Field Airstrip in Clarendon will be developed into an airport which can be used as a central point to transport a variety of products.
Because the reality of the world today and why airports and airdromes and Vernon Field is so important is that if you look on television and you watch everything being advertised, the highest cost of delivery, shipping and handling, is higher than the manufactured product. Therefore, if you can move the goods and services, then in 24 hours you can service the world, even back to China.
Minister Henry says the airstrip only needs to be extended to be able to accommodate some commercial planes. He plans to develop an aviation training academy in Clarendon, similar to the Caribbean Maritime Institute that prepares students for the sea. To assist with the smooth flow of goods on the nation's road network, the government will comprehensively seek to improve the quality of the road surface.
In terms of the transport policy, we have to raise that level equally. Now, the point I'm making in terms of road fatalities relates that we must lead by example, as the Prime Minister suggests. Therefore, the road surfacing that needs to be addressed, right? The signage that needs to be put in place, we must ensure that that is put in place to begin to set the example.
Next in line will be the country's railway. It will be upgraded to meet international standards and will be used to transport more goods and services in a timely manner.
The railway is an important element. It already exists. It already connects major ports. And now we move to how the sea feeds back into that. So, for instance, I've always thought we should have an energy port with a mix of energy and other issues that feed into it.
More diverse ports like the cruise ship port in Falmouth will be developed. Minister Henry says the Stephen Fleming Airport in St. Mary will be completed to allow individuals to use their private airplanes if they so desire. Of course, plans must be time-bound, and so the minister says he's working on these developments ASAP.
I start every meeting as an old man in a hurry. So what I want done today should have been done yesterday. But already I've met with the people with the investment for railway. I already had 4 meetings with them. I already have one person working exclusively on that to be able to take that to cabinet as quickly as possible, move from the MOU to implementation.
Minister Henry says he intends to focus the road and aviation development in Clarendon as the central parish in Jamaica to have growth spread from the middle of the country to all other parishes.
Every person, adult or child, taken into police custody is entitled to legal representation by an attorney. It's your right. Ask the police to call a duty counsel for question and answer, identification parade, and application for station or court bail. The duty counsel program is free. A message from the Legal Aid Council.
It's a matter of understanding the importance of adding, subtracting, multiplying, dividing.
Math counts.
Learning math will be greatly rewarding, gratifying, edifying, and fulfilling.
Math counts.
It's not hard, but to understand the concept, take the time to learn it. You think about your prospects to be a physicist, teacher, biologist, shopkeeper, mechanic, or a chemist.
Math counts.
So embrace the wonderful world of mathematics. It's okay to be called a maths fanatic because math counts.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.